USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fewer Americans are filing claims for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department reports 217,000 initial requests were filed in the week ending October 29th. That's a drop of a few thousand from the previous week's revised total. People can expect to pay more for that Thanksgiving bird.
America can expect a turkey shortage and elevated poultry prices just ahead of Thanksgiving. Residents of the northeastern U.S. will have to pay the most for the popular bird. An outbreak of the avian flu has impacted flocks in 43 states and 304 countries, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A record number of ballistic missiles were fired by North Korea on Wednesday, including one that landed close to South Korea. At the Pentagon, alongside South Korea's defense minister, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says the United States remains committed to South Korea's security.
On the peninsula, we're returning to large-scale exercises to strengthen our combined readiness and our ability to fight tonight if necessary.
Tesla is breaking ground on a new plant.
Tesla battery cell supplier Panasonic broke ground on a new lithium-ion battery manufacturing plant in DeSoto, Kansas. That's a suburb of Kansas City. The facility is set to focus on the manufacture of lithium-ion cylindrical cells. Panasonic is planning to mass-produce the battery cells by March of 2025. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new Wall Street Journal poll found that 48% of Republicans believe that the United States is doing too much to help Ukraine in its war against Russia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Inflation is ranked as one of the most important issues to voters this election season. Cindy Krutchenauer, a voter from Minocqua, Wisconsin, says it's playing a huge role in her everyday life and how she's voting next week.
Well, I think you make decisions on what you get at the store, gas prices. I just looked today and our gas prices have gone up from, I think it was $3.63 yesterday and it's $4.19 today. It keeps going up, down, up, down. And how do people that are retired, you know, figure that out?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Marquette University polling finds about two-thirds of Wisconsin voters are very concerned about the soaring prices at the grocery store and the pump in their state. As anti-government protests continue in Iran, the Iranian government has used security forces to stop the protests and killed over 270 people so far, while arresting more than 14,000. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Scott Perry shares his thoughts on the current anti-government protests in Iran and how the United States should respond on Fox Business.
Ought to be speaking loudly in support of those people on the street who literally have put their lives in their hands. This is an opportunity to make a difference diplomatically and rhetorically by the United States. Of course, we're not going to be threatened by Iran.
President Biden is rallying Democrats in Albuquerque, New Mexico on Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.